G'day, Seb Costello with you, and here's what you need to know right now. Canberra is reviewing its travel advice for tourists planning a trip to Gallipoli on Anzac Day after frantic meetings with Turkish officials. It comes after the president of Turkey this week said Aussie diggers fought in Gallipoli for anti-Islamic reasons, and Australians visiting today would return in coffins like their grandparents if they showed a similar sentiment. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has won a televised debate ahead of the state election on Saturday, according to the live studio audience. In a room of 100 undecided voters, 50 judged Ms. Berejiklian the winner, compared to 25 who thought Labor leader Michael Daly performed better. And an Australian university has launched a bizarre push to extend legal rights to animals and plants. The University of Sydney researchers say they're trying to accommodate a multi-species world. Checking in sport, Bern Atomic takes on Thomas Berdych in round one of the Miami Open this morning. And sports outlet ESPN has introduced a luck index to their cricket coverage. Using an algorithm to judge the value of a lucky event, ESPN then calculate how much impact it had on the game. For example, in last year's Indian Premier League, Aussie Shane Watson made 555 runs, with 174 of those runs judged lucky, making him the luckiest batsman of the tournament. Showers in Sydney and Brisbane, cloudy in Melbourne, sunny in Adelaide. We'll have more news up soon and online across the day at triplem.com.au.